Well, is Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, ruining his presidency and, by proxy, the MAGA movement? It sure seems that way. And Trump knows it, by the way. We can't, like, treat him as a toddler. Like, maybe he doesn't know. He's not a toddler. He's the president of the United States. He's not a comatose, brain-dead Joe Biden, who clearly didn't know. He knows what's going on, and he has to know that she's ruining the entire MAGA movement and MAHA by proxy. So why hasn't he fired her yet? Now we're learning new information from Dr. Stephen Hatfill and Gray Delaney, who were fired from HHS over the summer. They're blowing the whistle now, saying that Susie Wiles is destroying the MAHA movement on purpose, controlling everything that RFK does. And Brett Weinstein, I think yesterday on the Joe Rogan show, or maybe 2 days ago on the Joe Rogan show, says that he is unclear as to exactly what's happening, but he's watching this destruction happen in real time. People who've gone to the administration like Robert Kennedy, and they're completely being blocked. Well, he wonders why. Watch.
You know, I'm watching, in many cases, my friends pulled into the administration with a lot of momentum behind them, and I'm watching something seemingly prevent the promise that was there from being realized, right?
You're talking about RFK?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, RFK. I was just with Jay Bhattacharya. There's something that when the good people get to Washington and try to do the right thing, there is an architecture that drains them, that wastes their efforts, that places roadblocks, that causes them to back their objectives way off. And I don't know what it is.
I have a theory of what it is and who's getting in the way. Susie Wiles and her gatekeepers. This is a story that's, by the way, getting bigger by the moment. And Mike Adams has been following this story closely. He joins us once again to talk about this and so much more. Mike is the founder of Brighton AI, naturalnews.com, call him the Health Ranger, and one of the sharpest independent voices out there. He cannot be swayed. Mike, welcome back to the show. Great to see you.
It's great to be back. An honor to be on your show.
My pleasure. So when you see, well, I've, you know, seeing these stories now emerging about Susie Wiles, from people who were on the inside, and they're seeing it happen, the scuttling of the MAHA movement of RFK and what he's been trying to do, does it surprise you? And have you heard similar things?
Well, I've been kind of hands off, waiting patiently about Susie Wiles, but I'm gonna break that here today on your show since you invited me on. In my opinion, I think she's absolutely toxic to not just the Donald Trump administration, but also to the MAHA movement and the GOP as a whole. In fact, I would say on the current trajectory, although there's still time to turn this around, but on the current trajectory, Trump is going to be facing a Democrat sweep in the House a year from now, and the White House will be lost in 2028, unless they turn this around. And Susie Wiles, I believe, in my opinion, is the key gatekeeper, as you said. Her history is, in my view, horrific, with Mercury Public Affairs representing some of what I would consider to be the worst of the worst of the corporations in the world. Any corporation, we're talking about Pfizer, we're talking about the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, we're talking about companies that promoted pesticides and herbicides that harm human health on a widespread basis. Plus, she campaigned for Netanyahu in 2020. I mean, it's almost as if Susie Wiles looks around the world for the most evil corporations and people that she can find and says, hey, I want to help you push some propaganda. You know, right. It's that bad.
No, that's a great point. I mean, the Netanyahu piece alone. So she worked on his reelection campaign in 2020. I had a friend who worked on that same campaign and left and said how corrupt Netanyahu was. Everyone knew how corrupt he was. So she stayed on. Like, that's the thing. Like, there were people who knew how corrupt Netanyahu was and left. And she stayed on to promote him, and then, of course, is rewarded with a chief of staff position.
Yeah, and Trump, he's being isolated from the American people. And this is very evident in many of his comments about the economy, for example. The American people are struggling. Small businesses are struggling. The economy is in an implosion. And by the way, I hope you don't mind me saying that this excuse that they lost the October jobs numbers, like the dog ate my homework at the federal government, this is not going to fly with economists. It smacks of a kind of desperate cover-up that is indicative of a collapsing administration, in my opinion. I'm sad to say that. I want Trump to succeed. I want Maha to succeed. I believe that RFK Jr. has in his heart all the good faith efforts to try to radically reform our country and bring back health, but he is being stopped at every turn, and so is Trump.
No, I think you're right. I mean, I personally want that. I can't speak for anyone else. I personally want Trump to succeed in a big, big way. And I love the idea to him, you know, some music playing. He walks in the Oval Office and he says, "You're fired, you're fired, you're fired. This ship is going down fast and we need to turn this around quickly." But I don't think that's going to happen. I think these people are locked in. They control a lot of things. And then people like RFK Jr. are being pushed to the side, trying to push this Make America Healthy Again agenda. And here we are. We've gotten a few wins, right? Red dye, things like that. I'm sure there are, you know, definitely a few wins. And I thought Maha, specifically RFK, was the brightest spot in all of the Trump administration. We see it's being completely handicapped. He's standing there, forced to stand there behind Albert Bourla from Pfizer in the White House. Now they're pushing Ozempic as part of Medicaid. They're pushing like these weight loss drugs, which you know how detrimental those are. Like, who? So I think it's Susie Wiles who's setting up these meetings and is allowing and facilitating all of this to happen.
Well, I think both RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz in their minds are silently screaming at having to be put through this, because I know Dr. Oz also. I was on his show many years ago in New York City. And he is a man of great compassion for human beings, and he knows about nutrition and natural health. And I believe that RFK Jr. also, he has documented, he knows very well the dangers of excessive, you know, pharmaceutical mass medication of children, mass vaccination without justification, lacking scientific support, evidence of efficacy and safety, and so on. So I think those two men are really in turmoil right now, in my view. But there's a bigger picture in all of this, which is that in terms of America being able to compete with countries like China, which is graduating so many STEM graduates in the sciences and mathematics and really excelling at so many areas of technology, from robotics and drones to AI, if we don't radically reform our health in America, we will never be able to cognitively compete with China. So this isn't even about, oh, is this just a big pharma takeover? Yeah, but they're crippling our nation to be able to compete long-term in the global ecosystem. We need brighter people, and your brain doesn't work well when you grow up and you're on medications and junk foods and vaccines all day long. That does not work. So that's one. That's a big reason why we have to have really radical reforms, but they're just not happening.
No, and I was hoping, you know, we lived in Europe for about 5 years, and when we came back, well, one of the things that when we moved there, just while the kids were young, to give them that experience, we went into the lunchroom, and I'll never forget, we were like looking at this school, and all of these kids were walking by with like a roast chicken, vegetables, like healthy food, and they were not obese. They were happy. They were happy to have their fish, you know, their fresh fish with just like salt and little olive oil, whatever it was, right? But it was all healthy food. And that's how my kids got to eat for like 5 years with the school lunches. And then we moved back to the United States, you know, a couple of years ago. And the kids just don't want to eat the lunches anymore. They're like, they're serving French toast sticks as our lunch, mom, like dad, like, can we? And so we pack them and make them a lunch every day, like as part of this process. I thought like school lunches would have been like a huge thing, like a very easy thing, like a low hanging fruit to come out. No movement at all. Silence.
Well, there's so much money in the processed food industry. And by the way, don't forget, Susie Wiles represented, you know, Nestle and a lot of the processed food companies over the years that make products that are loaded with things like high fructose corn syrup that food scientists will tell you absolutely contribute to both type 2 diabetes as well as obesity. And Trump's answer to this has been very disappointingly, oh, let's make the injections, the weight loss injections, more affordable so more Americans can inject themselves. President Trump, I'll tell you, that is not the answer to the health problems. What you're going to have is you're going to have a nation of obese people who then are paralyzing the vagus nerve in their body with these injections that have, for many people, I mean, have you seen the side effects on the websites of some of these companies? They say it can make you blind. They say it can give you cancer. They, you know, the side effects are horrific.
Permanent diarrhea.
Yeah. We're going to become a zombie nation if this is the approach. And that's sad to me. I don't want to see that happen. I want to see healthy, free, abundant Americans. I want to live among people who themselves are healthy and wealthy and wise and have good longevity and happiness in their lives. And this is not, what Trump is giving us right now is not going to produce that. It's going to produce devastation, destitution, and death, frankly. That's where this is headed.
The other piece of this, and that's terrifying and very well said, it's devastating. I mean, there's no way we're going to compete on an international scale when our children are walking around like zombies with on these antidepressants, SSRIs, highly processed food from their school lunches and everything else. But now take this weight loss drug that you can shove into your belly, stick it in your stomach, and you'll be fine. Like, you'll just lose the weight. It's deeply disturbing. And I just,
Like, here's what I'm drinking, right? Like, here's my smoothie. I advocate nutrition and I practice nutrition. And I know you, both of you do as well. And see, that's what works. We've got to get back to basics. And as long as Susie Wiles is the gatekeeper, the processed food companies and big pharma, they're always going to have Trump's attention. And we're never going to get good results from that. So Susie Wiles has to go.
And the other piece of this, and I'll just get you out of here on this, Mike, which is the gatekeeping on the press side of things. I can tell you from our own team and our own team that does a great job, you know, booking guests,
they're great.
I've expressed this concern to people who are close to the White House. They will not do interviews with alternative media at all, unless you're like an Access, MAGA influencer type that hangs out in Washington, D.C. And you know the types. They're just trying to be like Fox News. They're not actually independent journalists. You know who I'm talking about, these people. So they will not, these same people are not allowing RFK Jr. to do interviews. They gatekeep interviews. You can't even get to them. So like RFK, like I could text him right now, but he'll have to still run it through these people, and then they have to apologize. Like Tom Homan won't do interviews unless it's Fox News, because they need a narrow talking point, funnel in which to operate. And Susie Wiles and that team is controlling all of it.
Well, 1 year after the election, currently MAHA is failing, MAGA is losing its base, and the things that they campaigned on are being betrayed. The segment you just had earlier about the Epstein files is another great example. And also, where are the mass arrests of the traitors? Because you know very well, if the Democrats sweep back into power, they're going to have 1,000 people arrested in 90 days, probably some people that are in the Trump administration right now. So these people had better fight as if their freedom depends on it. They better fight for the principles they campaigned on, or they're going to lose everything.
Mike Adams, founder of Brighton.ai. Read his great work.
Brighton.
Brighton. Okay. I always read it and I never say it,
No worries. Yeah. Brighton.
Brighton.ai. By the way, just tell our audience about this, because, for people who like kind of crap on AI, you've really been a leader in explaining like why this decentralized is so important. Maybe you can just explain to our audience a little bit.
Yeah. We spent 2 years and about $2 million building a decentralized AI engine that we put out for free. And it's trained on all independent alternative media, plus websites like Children's Health Defense and ours, Natural News, and Mercola.com and so on. It's by far the best engine for answering questions about health, nutrition, and superfoods and disease prevention. So, I would offer this free of charge to HHS. If they want it, I'll donate it. I'll donate it to RFK Jr. if they would use it, but they won't because it doesn't promote pharmaceuticals. There you go.
We need more people like Mike Adams. Mike, great to see you. Thank you so much for stopping in on this Thursday.
Thank you both.
We really appreciate it.
God bless.
And much love to you. God bless.
Welcome to day 3 of our Black Friday sale here at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and today I'm going to walk you through some of the bonus items, which are the mystery gifts that we offer each day during this Black Friday sale. And the theme today is energy support, overall health, plus immune support is kind of one of the minor themes. And with any order that you place today, you get this hard copy version of the Natural News magazine. This is a $25 value. It's loaded with incredible articles, how-to information. It's beautiful. It's color printed. Everybody loves these. They love to collect these. This is the seventh edition of this magazine, so you're going to love that. And again, that's a $25 value included free with any order. And then if you order $99 or more today, you get the magazine, plus you get Hydrate Elementals, which is just an amazing replenishing drink mix. You can mix it in with water or fruit juice or anything like that. And it adds just an incredible array of health-supporting minerals. That, combined with the magazine, the value is almost $63. And that's the free gift if you purchase just $99. And then if you purchase $199, you get these gifts. You get the magazine, you get the Hydrate Elementals, and then you get the second tier free gift, which is the Matcha Superfood Latte. That's the center bag that you see there. Matcha Superfood Latte. So matcha green tea with superfood ingredients in a powder mix. You just mix it with water, or you can mix it with some milk or water and a little bit of like coconut milk or coconut water. And it's amazing. It's amazing. The ingredients, like almost everything we sell, it's certified organic. It's laboratory tested. It's ultra clean. So you're going to love the taste and you're going to love the nutrition as well. And then the third tier, if you spend $299 or more today, then you get all of these gifts that we just mentioned, plus the Boku formulated superfood pouch, which is loaded with, you know, dozens of different ingredients sourced from all over the world. It's a plant-based superfood that is just nutrient dense. Check out the ingredients on our website, healthrangerstore.com, and you'll be amazed how we've been able to put all of that into one product. And then that's been co-formulated with the Boku Superfood Company. So all of that is available to you. Plus, let me read the doorbusters we have here. We have Bearded Brothers Snacks at 15 to 35% off. We've got the infrared and steam saunas, 15 to 35% off on those. We've got the portable cold laser, ultimate package, 5% off. Romeo nut spreads, discounted. The Red Life red light therapy devices, 30 to 82% off, depending on which ones you get there. We've got nut butters on sale. We've got 5G defense powder. We've got collagen support blends, garden harvest blends, a lot of our own products, from dried mango to super protein, tiger nut flour, freeze-dried cranberries, pumpkin spice oat latte mix. That's 12% off. It just goes on and on. There's too many to mention here. The bottom line is this is the time to load up, because you're never going to see these prices again. The supply chains are always difficult, and prices are going up all over the world on raw materials. This is the best deal you're going to get on clean, ultra nutrient dense superfoods. Take advantage of it now, today, here during the Black Friday event at healthrangerstore.com. And we thank you for your support. So take advantage now while you can. And we are shipping right out of our Texas warehouse right now. So you'll get this in, you know, just a few days. We are actively shipping and doing our own fulfillment, so we're not dependent on Amazon or anybody else. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerstore.com.